This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Let's get, since we just finished talking to him, to Tony, let's talk a little music history. Why don't we, on this day in music? Richie Havens in 2013, April 22nd. Folk singer who opened up for the legendary Woodstock Festival died of a heart attack at 72. In 2008, on this date, it was revealed that 60s singer Tommy Steele took Elvis Presley on a secret tour of London in 1958 after Presley struck up a friendship with Steele. When the rock legend flew into London for a day, Steele apparently took him around the city, showing him famous landmarks as the House of Parliament. Let's see. On this date in 91, the Dave Matthews Band played their first ever live show when they appeared at the Earth Day Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia. On this date in 89, Madonna started a three-week run on the number one charts and the singles charts with Like a Prayer, the singer's seventh U.S. number one, also a number one in the U.K. In 78, Bob Marley and the Wailers performed at the One Love Peace Concert in Jamaica. It was Marley's first public appearance in Jamaica since being wounded in an assassination attempt a year and a half earlier. Why would you attempt to kill Bob Marley? Like, are you out of your mind? What's wrong with you? In 67, on this date, a popular monkey poll conducted in the music paper Disc and Music Echo, Davy Jones received 63% of the vote, Mickey Dolenz 22%, Peter Tork 8%, and Mike Nesmith 7%. On this date, in 66, the greatest year ever, Dolphins were born. Dolphins and Big O were born. Okay. Wild Things by the Trogs, originally called the Trilogites, was released in the U.S. both the Adco and Fontana labels. The song went to number one, fronted by Reg Presley. Wild Thing became a major influence on garage rock and punk rock.